Awakening Your Intuition Through Art by Josh Green, FRC.
My experience as an artist has shown me that the greatest value of art lies in self-realization through artistic expression. In other words, art has expanded my self-concept beyond identifying with thoughts, emotions, and societal roles. Discovering my intuition has been a vital part of this expansion, an essential aspect of my creativity. The open and reflective nature of art making allows me to experience myself directly on the physical, mental, and spiritual levels simultaneously. Through the creative process, I cut through conceptual baggage, leading to these direct experiences. Art offers an esoteric path, and I'd like to share a basic method for awakening your intuition through it. First, I will define intuition. Next, I will explore how art can help awaken it. Finally, I will provide a practical exercise, no artistic talent required. Standard definitions describe intuition as a direct perception of truth, independent of any reasoning process. While this definition suffices for our purposes, intuition goes far beyond that. What distinguishes intuition is its immediacy and ease. There is no step-by-step reasoning process. Solutions are perceived instantly. The challenge for contemporary people living busy and chaotic lives is having a mind quiet enough to perceive these subtle messages and stable enough to avoid distorting them. For mystics, the entertainment value or sensationalism of intuitive experiences often get in the way. Intuition works best when you approach it with detachment, perhaps even a bit of boredom. Cultivating awareness of intuition. We all experience intuition regularly, but to become aware of it, we must sensitize our awareness and develop the discernment to recognize it. The challenge lies in sensitizing our awareness to recognize it. Often, as soon as an intuitive insight arises, we rush to interpret or rationalize it, trying to make it conform to our habituated ways of thinking or questioning its reality. Instead of judging whether an intuitive message is true, I encourage exploring its usefulness in the moment. Most people seem to have a compulsion to make everything simple and concrete, which is hostile to intuitive experiences. Instead, cultivate openness and curiosity about your mind to notice what often goes unnoticed. The seven senses and intuition. Intuitive experiences reach our conscious mind through what I call the seven senses. The five objective senses, vision, hearing, touch, taste, smell, and two subjective senses, emotions and thoughts. For intuition to reach us, these senses must be perceived with little distortion. This means that there are intuitive states of mind more conducive to perceiving intuition without distortion. This means intuitive perception depends on both the clarity of our senses and the mental state in which they are received. Developing your ordinary senses can help you discern more subtle intuitive impressions. Sensitizing your senses. Exploring the arts is an excellent way to develop your senses. Some of the ways to do that include vision. When looking at something, go beyond your concept of it and truly see it. Hearing. Listen to the music deeply, following the rhythm or melody, or distinguishing individual instruments. Touch. Take time to deeply touch the textures of the objects around you. If needed, close your eyes. Taste. When eating, notice the individual flavors. Emotions. Record your emotional states throughout the day. Thoughts. Challenge your mind with activities like chess or mental math. Over time, this practice will make you more aware of your seven senses enhancing your ability to discern subtle intuitions. Examples of intuitive perception. Intuitive perceptions often manifest as experiences without clear physical explanations. Seeing a glow or an aura around a person. Hearing a loved one's voice calling your name in a moment of need. Smelling a familiar perfume associated with someone who has gone through transition. Experiencing a strong gut feeling about a situation or person. Picking up on emotions that aren't yours, especially in group settings. Knowing something about someone without them telling you. Having a precognitive dream about an event that later occurs. As modern life grows safer and technology increasingly mediates our communication, these subtle senses, once essential for survival, often lie dormant. Reawakening them requires effort and openness. The intuitive mind. According to the Rosicrucian teachings, the subconscious mind is the seat of intuition. This idea divides the mind into conscious and subconscious. The conscious mind houses our seven senses, while the subconscious governs automatic bodily functions, dreams, and intuitive experiences. If you can recall your dreams, you can glimpse the processes of the subconscious mind. Our memories are stored in the subconscious. In dreams, we can see how the subconscious works with our memories to create elaborate environments and characters. Not only this, but in most dreams, we are simply passive observers flowing through a reality and narrative outside of our conscious control. This shows that the subconscious has an independent will in thinking distinct from the conscious mind. While the conscious mind is focused on becoming, doing, achieving, the subconscious mind is centered on being, observing, experiencing. This distinction is vital because creativity resides in the subconscious. Many breakthroughs in art and science have emerged from this intuitive space. The famous dream of Mendeleev in 1869 is a good example. Dmitri Mendeleev had been struggling to create the periodic table of elements. After days of intense work and study, he fell asleep at his desk and had a dream in which the elements appeared to him arranged in a table that revealed a periodic pattern of properties when ordered by atomic weight. Mendeleev said, "I saw in a dream a table where all the elements fell into place as required. Awakening, I immediately wrote it down on a piece of paper. Only in one place did a correction later seem necessary. Not only this, but the table predicted the properties of elements that had not yet been discovered, such as gallium, scandium, and germanium." Some other famous examples of creative breakthroughs from dream experiences are Yesterday by Paul McCartney, Frankenstein by Mary Shelley, DNA's Double Helix, The Sewing Machine, Einstein's Theory of Relativity, and The Structure of Benzene. Awakening Intuition Through Art. To access intuition, we must make the conscious mind passive so that the subconscious mind can rise in activity. This balance can be achieved through meditation. This may take some practice to find a balance that works for you. Exercise in awakening intuition. Choose a space and time when you can have some peace and quiet. Lower the lighting to maintain a calm meditative state. 2. Decide what art medium you would like to work in and have the supplies at hand. This technique works for any medium: painting, drawing, music, poetry, dance, etc. Sit upright on a chair, feet flat on the floor, and hands resting naturally on your thighs. Relax your body and let your gaze soften. 4. Focus on your breath. Divide your attention, 25% on the breath, 25% on internal sensations. 25% on external sensations. And 25% on spacious awareness. Feel open and expansive. 5. If your mind wanders, gently return to your breath. Continue for 10 to 15 minutes until you feel spacious and calm. 6. Once the sense of spaciousness is achieved, begin creating without a plan. Let go of judgment and identity. Move through the process with curiosity and joy, allowing intuition to guide you. May you discover the vast depths within you. May this love flow outwards, igniting the hearts of all beings, lighting the way to endless dawns. Your brother in light, Josh Green.